Star Time. Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
hoping to do, get some queen bee barbecue. Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some real bit of hot pepper and some potato salad? And bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread. And one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me $5 so I can get some of that fine queen bee barbecue?
Yes! Queen bee barbecue!
Mmm, that sure is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue places now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee's is the best barbecue to you.
Barbecue!
Oh, it's so good!
This ain't a little mama boogie, but the same ass. I'm gonna get it free, I'm gonna dig it gas.
The jungle strong as he can be. Ah! Watch out for that tree. George, George, George of the jungle lives a life that's free. Ah! Watch out for that tree. When he gets in the street, he makes his escape with the help of his friend, an ADD. Then away he'll schlep on his elephant ship, Longfellow and Ursula stay in step. Well, George, George, George of the jungle, friend to you and me. Watch out for that tree. Watch out for that tree.
Yeah, Hound here. Just my way of letting you know that I'm back. And what we heard? What we heard? One scratchy Lightning Hopkins record where the drummer couldn't keep the beat, known as the Big Mama Jump. Bo Diddley doing some of that Congo thing. Little Walter and the Roller Coaster. Cal Valentine and his Texas Rockers and the Boogie Twist Part 2. Opened up with Big J McNeely and Flying Home. Big J will be in town in New York City tonight at Tramps, which is on 15th Street. Stole the show at the Grammys. Why didn't he? And we have all kinds of pre-Mardi Gras fun lined up for today, not to mention our tribute to various whatever I should think of. In the meantime, we have some of that bongo driving sound from those two genii of tonalization, Don and Dewey. Some of that jungle hop.
What you say? Just a swinging through the tree. You got a jungle hopper with the beaver lip up. A jungle hopper with the beaver lip up. A leggy leg old loki chang a chang a mino. Jungle hopper with the beaver lip up. She wiggled like a slinger when she started to walk. Sound like an engine when she started to talk. Toying around, smiling me. I tell us what you say. Just a swinging through the tree. You got a jungle hopper with the beaver lip up. A jungle hopper with the beaver lip up. She said, leggy leg old loki chang. A chang a mina, a jungle hopper with the beaver lip up.
Yeah.
Turn around, smile at me. And this is what you say. And just a swing and do the tree. You got a jumma hopper with the beaver lip up. You got a jumma hopper with the beaver lip up. You got a lingo lingo low. You chang a chang a mino. Jumma hopper with the beaver lip up. I bid farewell to Tonga, the finest little girl in the Congo. She swung on down, so kills for me. I talk right back into the coconut tree. But she could jumma hopper with the beaver lip up. She could jumma hopper with the beaver lip up. She hollered, lingo lingo low.
Bip, bip, bop, 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 bop don't you go with me? Hey, baby, why don't you go with me? But you never satisfied. Don't you know that I love you so? Watch it, baby. Don't you know?
Now, wait a minute.
Oh, no! Oh, tell me, baby. Oh, tell me, mama. Tell me that you love me so. Tell me, baby. Tell me that you love me so. I took you out just the other night. We got all along, same for living just right. And she said,
come see if I'm going to come for you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you, I'm going to get you.
I guess that meant you couldn't get your clothes off. Yeah, baby, come on. Hey, baby, come on. Come on, baby, why don't you go to hold me tight? Well, hold me, baby. Hold me. And give me everything you got. And when I hear you, baby, let it light. Shout something like this and look at you right. See, I come home another day. She was standing in the door. Had a big baseball bat. And this is what she said.
Get out, get out, get out, get
out. I got sat up and kicked the stuff. All right. Get Bobby, give me all you got. Baby. Hey, give me all you got.
An ending to a song, The Phantom and Love Me, signed to Dot Records by none other than Pat Boone. Yes, Pat Boone, we salute you. Hazel Atkins with a unreleased live recording of Baby, Why Don't You Go With Me, recorded by my pal Rick Little. Thanks for the tape, Rick, at Maxwell's last summer. Mickey Hawks and the Night Raiders and Bip Bop Boom, Don Covey with Ooh My Soul, Flash Terry and Cool It, opened up with Don and Dewey and the Jungle Hop. This is The Hound, this is WFMU. And we have some Big J McNeely tickets to give away tonight. And I'm going to think of a trivia question is what I'm going to do. Make you work for it. In the meantime, we're going to step right up one time and shake a tail feather with some fire and tonalization for your bongo beaten souls.
I heard about this fellow you've been dancing with all over the neighborhood. Why did you wear
With my Yeah, I know what you're talking about. There was a time when man did live in caves, as we all know. These people were known as cavemen, Neanderthal men, or troglodytes. What we're gonna do right here is go back. Way back. Back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes. Cavemen. Cave women. Neanderthal. Troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Sometimes he'd get up, try to do his thing. He'd begin to move, something like this.
Respectable. girl for me. She's so respectable.
Hello, Mabel? Wait a minute, girl. Let me turn this record down. Girl, these teenagers done wore this record out. And how come they got to play it so loud? Like they drove me out of my mind. Honey, I just let the last one I'm out of here. Yeah. I let Jesse May's daughter, Anna Ruth, have a shake, shimmy, and rock party. And, honey, they shaked and shimmied and rocked all over the place from the time they got here till the last one just shaked and shimmied out the door. Girl, they something else. Honey, you ought to see the expressions on their faces. They really in a world to themselves. Put them all together with that long hand, you can't tell who's the boy and who's the girl. Girl, you ought to seen Anna Ruth's boyfriend with all that long hair. Look like something just come up out of the water. Honey, what you think's on their mind? Look, honey, couldn't be no school books. Jesse May told me the other day that Anna Ruth had the radio going, watching the TV, listening to the record player, and reading the lessons all at the same time. And you know what she had the nerve to say to her mother? That she was studying for her examination. How could she get any sense in her head with all that mess going on? Ask them to do some work, and honey, they got to work to the beat. Girl, I don't know what this generation is coming to. And these grandchildren of mine ain't out of their diapers good, honey, and they shaking too. Little Lucius, he ain't but 2 years old. And he was shaking so hard to the radio, he shaked all across the floor and shook right out of his diapers. Yeah, honey. Won't be long before Henry get home. Let me get off of this phone. Okay, baby. Call you later.
Ruby Lee, have you lost your mind? What in the world is that noise? If you don't turn that loud record off,
Henry, don't you turn that record off. I'm gonna listen to my rock and roll soul music, and I don't care who don't like it. I dig what them teenagers like. Mabel and Jesse May with their old-fashioned self. They don't like it because they too old.
Yeah, all right. I think we hit it. I think we are tonalized. This is The Hound. This is WFMU in East Orange with Effie Smith and Teenage World. We heard the Isley Brothers and She Is So Respectable, the Jimmy Castor Bunch and Tronglodyte, my favorite song from 7th grade. The fantastic Johnny C with Some of That Boogaloo Down Broadway. We heard By Request, Strokin' by Clarence Carter. Gonna send that out to Fatima and her old man. Five Deutones and Shake a Tail Feather. And what do we have? We're giving away a set of tickets to see Big J. McNeely at Tramps tonight for the first person who can tell me what famous actor died on this day. That's right. The one that I'm thinking of. And we got some Fat Tuesday pre-Mardi Gras action. It is time to get drunk, get stupid, take drugs, get outside of your mind with Professor Longhair. Where are you, pal? Hit it. Sort of hit it. We're getting there. You know. Excuse me. We're going to come in mid-song or something? These tape decks are really worse. Ah, we missed them. Sugar Boy Crawford. Now, by the way, the phone number, should you know what famous actor died on this day in history, is area code 201-266-7900 or 7901. And, yeah, we missed Professor Longhair. This is Sugar Boy and the Cane Cutters. We'll get right back to it. Sorry if I ruined your tape, anybody.
Three
do when the lights go out?
Mother looked at me, she wasn't even doing it. When she looked at me, boy, she thought I wasn't seeing the lights out. The lights out. I'm late now, the lights out. Don't know about
what to do when the lights go out.
Never know the front door, sitting on the screen. I can almost hear old windows ring lights out.
Do when the lights go out. Go out.
Now we're mad at a fun little house with a mad little sister, but the lights went out, lights out. Lights out. I'm playing out the lights out. Just don't know about
what you do when the lights go out.
Coming on today. Well, I'm so happy I'm going.
Yeah. Yeah, Hound here with Smiley Lewis and Shame, 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 some music for to chase Carol Baker around the hall. That's from the movie Baby Doll. The movie attempted to be banned by the Catholic Decency League. Catholic Decency League? Where you breathe. Heard Lloyd Price and I'm Glad Glad. Cookie and the Cupcakes, I'm Twisted. Jerry Byrne and Lights Out and Sugar Boy and the Cane Cutters with Gotta Wobble When She Walks. We didn't hear Professor Longhair go to Mardi Gras because I can't cue a cassette deck very well, so shoot me. We'd have not even anybody close in terms of a winner to the Big J. McNeely tickets. The number is 201-266-7900, and the question is, what famous actor died on this day in history? I'll give you a hint. This actor had his own TV. Hello, Miss Amy. No, she won't say hello. Anyway.
I got my eyes on you. You got dimples in your jaw. 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 You my baby, I got my eyes on you. Got my eyes on you.
New Orleans where everything's fine. All them cats is drinking that wine, drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start singing all night, drinking wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine, pop, pop, pass that bottle to me. Drinking that mess, their delight. When he gets drunk, start fighting all night, knocking down the windows and tearing out doors, drinking half a gallon and calling for more. Drinking wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine, pop, pop, wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine, pop, pop, pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy, hoy,
wine, wine, wine,
elderberry,
wine, wine, wine,
or cherry,
wine, wine, wine,
blackberry,
wine.
Get along, New Orleans town. Buy some wine and pass it all around. Age runs up, 49. All those cats, they love sweet wine. Drinking wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine. Pop, pop, wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine.
Pop, pop,
wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine.
Pop, pop,
pass that bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port cherry.
Wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Heaven has.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh, boy, pass that bottle to me. Drink that slop. That's what I'm talking about. Ah, drink it. Sneaky Pete. Down on Rampart Street at Willie's Den. He wasn't selling but a diligent. One cat wanted a bottle of wine. If that cat for a dollar and a dime. A drinking wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine. Pop, pop, wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine.
Pop, pop,
wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine.
Pop, pop,
hands and bottle to me. Hoy, hoy.
Wine, wine, wine.
Elderberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Port cherry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Blackberry.
Wine, wine, wine.
Heaven has.
Wine, wine, wine.
Oh, boy, pass that bottle to me. I got a nickel, have you got a dime? Let's get together and get a little wine. Some by the fifth, some by the quart. But when you buy sherry, now you're doing things smart. Drinking wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine.
Pop, pop.
Drinking wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine.
Pop, pop.
Wine, spooty-ooty, drink wine.
Pop, pop.
Pass that bottle to me.
I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain. No use of crying, you did the lying. You try to cheat, but you to blame. But it's no use, baby, your crying's all in vain. I bagged my suitcase, I bought my ticket. It won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving. And I'm gonna wait to stay. I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain. I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving. yeah, you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Where are we? This is the hound here. This is WFMUF. As we complete another blues hangover, me barely coherent, with Jimmy Reed and It's a Shame, 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 Papa Lightfoot and Mean Old Train, Lazy Lester with I Hear You Knockin', Stick McGee, and some of that wine, Spodiote, Mop, Mop, Drink That Slop, Frankie Lee Sims and She Likes to Boogie Real Low, and we open up with John Lee Hooker and Dimples in Your Jaw. We have a winner in our contest for the Big J. McNeely tickets. The question being, what famous actor died on this date in history? The year was 1979, and it was not Dick Powell, it was not Groucho, it was not Ernie Kovacs, although Amy seems to think we should give it to the person who guessed Dick Powell. I don't know why. What was the answer to the question?
Hello, I'm Mr. Ed.
That's right.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course. That is, of course, unless the horse is the famous Mr. Ed. Go right to the source and ask the horse. He'll give you the answer that you endorse. He's always on a steady course. Talk to Mr. Ed. People yakety yak the street and waste your time of day. But Mr. Ed will never speak unless he has something to say. A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and this one will talk till his voice is hoarse. You never heard of a talking horse? Well, listen to this.
I am Mr. Ed.
Yep, Mr. Ed died on this day in history. Kind of strange, because born on this day in history in 1942 in the town of Cheltenham, England, was a rock star who would go on to sire more illegitimate children than any other. And Brian Jones, happy birthday. The Hound salutes your dead sorry ass with
This is a hit!
Some unreleased Rolling Stones.
Captain Jones is sometimes called Rolling Jones by his fans, and he plays rhythm guitar and harmonica with the group, though he has had no musical training. He was born on February 22, 1944, in Cheltenham, England, and his father is a former school principal, or as they say, headmaster. He is quite extroverted and extremely exuberant when anything happens that makes him happy or that he considers funny. He is very friendly and most likely the most outspoken of the Rolling Stones.
What specific difference would you say there is between the Rolling Stones and the other British groups as of this point?
Well, the essential difference between ourselves and the British groups that are well known in the United States at the moment, as I say, is really, I think we are the first to really have a strong Negro rhythm and blues influence. We haven't sort of adapted our music from a watered down form of rhythm and blues, or rock and roll, such as the white American rock and roll. We've adapted our music from the early blues forms, you know. And actually, most of the groups in England now are copying us, whereas they used to copy the Beatles.
Yeah, I can't help but agree with you. A great many rhythm and blues sounds coming out of England at this point. Do you write any of the material that you sing?
Well, yes, we write a lot of it, actually. We went to the Pier End to do Stephen and Nanka Sales, written by all of us together, and Nick and Keith write a lot, and others of us do write, but we haven't had anything recorded by this group.
I see. Right. Could you account for the phenomenal success that you've had here in America and around the world in any way? Why specifically have the Rolling Stones become such a fantastic success?
Well, just provided the right thing at the right time. We've come along with a very raw sort of music where everything is rather sweet, you know, and sort of things are getting sort of sloppy and sentimental. In England they were anyway, and I believe so in America too, you know, with sort of Cliff Richard sort of thing.
Yeah.
firmly believe was the turning point in Brian's life was when he lost the only girl he ever really loved. I think this was a very severe blow to him. He changed suddenly and alarmingly from a bright, enthusiastic young man to a quiet and morose and inward-looking young man, so much so that when his mother and I saw him for the first time for some months after this happening, we were quite shocked by the change of his appearance, and in our opinion he was never the same boy again. And it was at that time, I think, that he got mixed up with drugs, perhaps, if indeed he was. Whether he got mixed up with the wrong kind of people, or whether he just took to drugs, or in the way that many people take to drink, I don't know. I never shall know, but I'm quite convinced, will always be convinced, that that was the turning point in Brian's life, rather than the pop scene generally.
Thank you.
Yeah, Hound here with a little birthday tribute to the late Brian Jones with the best of Stone's bootlegs. With, let's see, we heard I'm Moving On and Play With Fire live on the BBC 1964. I Get Around, a truly atrocious instrumental version recorded at RCA Recorders in L.A., also 1964. Diddly Daddy from the first Stones demo, and two more live on the BBC cuts, Cracking Up and I Can't Be Sassified, and some interspliced comments from Brian's dad there. I don't know, you know, Mick Taylor was kind of a poor choice for the Stones, but Ron Wood, that was truly when they entered into the realm of the feeble-mindedness. I don't know. Anyway, this is The Hound. This is WFMU in East Orange, where we head back to the realm of the bongo drive and sound with Johnny Otis and Casting My Spell.
I took a black cat, a cave bat, and threw them in a pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hawk jaw, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horsehair, a green pear, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. A goat's tooth, an old shoe, and put them in the ground, 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 ground. I took an old dish, a dry fish, and made a crazy sound, 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 sound. I took a goose egg, a frog leg, and hid them in a sack, 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 sack. I got a Hindu, a tattoo, a genie on my back, 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 back. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. Hey. Them in the pot, 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 pot. I took a blue snake, a green snake, and tied them in a knot, 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 knot. I took a hawk jaw, a dog's paw, and hung them on the line, 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 line. I took a horsehair, a green pear, and made a crazy sign, 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 sign. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. I'm casting my spell on you. You'll never, never be untrue. 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 You'll never, never be untrue.
You know, I know too, the way you do and never do now. Let's be friends and try to be until the end. If I catch you done when I think you're done, you never do wrong again. People live in glass houses, shouldn't throw stones. I catch you done when I think you're done, you never walk alone. Now, let's be friends, head tried to be until the end. I catch you done when I think you're done, never do wrong again. Never do wrong again.
get through with you, baby. You think that I'm the atom bomb. Hey, let's be friends and try to be until the end. I'll catch you doing what I think you're doing and never do wrong again. Hey, let's be friends.
You're gonna be What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
About 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock.
Have you heard the news?
Have you heard
the news? Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Oh, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Oh, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
We're gonna rock.
Yes, we're gonna rock.
Yeah, Hound here. This is WFMU in East Orange. I've just been handed a bulletin. Should I just read this?
Yeah.
Dog owner convicted. Haywire turnip seed. This is from a real paper. This is from Newsday. Hayward turnip seed was convicted of involuntary manslaughter yesterday because his 3 pit bull dogs attacked and killed a 4-year-old boy. 12-member DeKalb County, Georgia jury, half of them pet owners, returned the guilty verdict less than 3 hours after Turnip Seed's lawyer rested his case without calling any witnesses. Turnip Seed, 25, faces up to 10 years in prison. Randall Lockwood, an animal behavior expert from the Humane Society, told the jury that one of the animals is one of the most aggressive dogs I've ever seen. He actually looks more like a crocodile than a dog. Before I painted him yellow and cut his tail off, he was, yeah. The boy was attacked when he and his 11-year-old cousin cut through the backyard of the home next to Turnip Seed's. I think when you're born with a name like Hayward Turnip Seed, you have a couple of bad cards in your hand just as you begin life. No sense in going on. But this somehow this all fits into our next thing. I was going to bring up the Dwight Gooden case. I guess they don't like to see black people in big cars in Florida because he was stopped for like going through a red light and he had like 5 years probation. The police officer who threatened to break his pitching arm got a letter of reprimand. I'm not even a Mets fan. I'm a Yankees fan, but if I was the Mets, I'd move the training camp and take all that money out of Tampa. How could they support that kind of garbage? Anyway, on with the show and the Robins.
I was walking down the street minding my own affairs, and 2 policemen grabbed me unawares. They said, "Is your name Henry?" I said, "Oh, why, sure." They say, "You the boy we've been looking for." Me in the lineup and let the bright light shine. There were 10 poor souls like me standing in that line. I knew I was a victim of someone's evil plan when a stew pigeon walked in and said, "That's the man." Prosecuting attorney started prosecuting me. Man, that cat gave me the 3rd degree. He said, "Where were you the night of June?" I said, "I was home in bed." He said, "Judge, this man is lying." I And another charge is of robbing the liquor store. Tonight the charge is of carrying a 44. Tonight the charge is of vacancy too. But when the judge came down, pulled whiskey on my head, turned around to the jury and said, convict this man, he is drunk. What could I do?
Pray. To make our prison break. Now run, run real fast. At 12 o'clock sharp, the guard comes by. That's when I let out my crazy cry. My stomach hurts. Man, I'm sick. He opens the door. Snake, let's split. Further hesitations, I will make my flight. Run, run real fast. green snake says, have no fear. Everything is cool, cause the coast is clear. Now run, run real fast.
Stranger, leave my path, and this made me awful sad.
I don't blame you.
But in the meantime, I was getting real mad.
You had a right to me.
And I said, baby, what explanation do you have?
What she said?
She said, next time. I said, there'll be no next time. That was the last time for me.
You told her right, and I'm very proud of you.
Man, I grabbed my hat, and I headed for the door.
Yeah, don't come back here.
I knew I wouldn't be back there no more.
You're doing the right thing, Sam.
Up walked the landlord, a real cool gent.
What did he say?
He said, hey, Sam, how about the rent?
And what you told him?
I said, next time. He said, there'll be no next time. You're coming up right now.
Don't give him nothing, Sam. Pay no attention to him.
Man, I jumped through that window, and my feet hit the ground.
You was traveling fast.
I figured I'd better get out of town.
Wow, how was you going?
Well, when I arrived at the airport,
uh-oh.
There was that man. Failure to support.
What did you say?
I said, next time. He said, there'll be no next time. You're going to see the judge right now.
You shouldn't have gone to the airport.
But he took me to see that little friend of mine.
Who, that little fella?
District judge.
I remember him.
Room 229.
Yeah, he was crazy.
He said, Sam.
What did he say?
Your payments are way behind.
$1.
I said, don't worry, judge. It won't happen next time.
And what did he say?
He said, next time. There'll be no next time. You're going to jail right now.
You shouldn't have gone to the airport. I'm surprised at him. Surprised at him.
He put me in a padded cell.
Did they feed you?
On bread and water. And man, that was, well...
How long did he keep?
30 days later, on my way out...
Well, what you laughing about, Sam?
Here come my chick with a big fat mouth.
Well, was she alone?
A policeman had her. Was put in her in jail.
What she wanted from you?
She wanted me to go have bail.
What the dollar?
I said, next time, bail. Be done next time.
I did it for you, darling. This mistake that I made, I did it all for you. Because I couldn't bring myself around to realize that the love that you once had for me just doesn't exist anymore. I thought by this very bold move that I might light that flame that once burned in your heart. And As I sit here on the inside looking on the outside, darling, I wonder if your love is as prosperous, as fruitful, as happy as you desire. Yes, darling, I've got the jailhouse blues. But even though I don't know what's going to happen to my future, and I don't care if it's not with you, always remember, darling, I did it just for you. Because I love you very, very, very much. Yeah, I'll bet.
Hound here with songs about jail, dope, and alimony. And this is WFMU in East Orange, listener-sponsored radio broadcasting from the grounds of Ungawa College. Actually, underneath the grounds of Ungawa College in a bunker. Keep us from getting bombed. Andre Williams in Jailhouse Blues. We heard Louis Prima with Sam Butar and The Witnesses. And the next time, Richard Berry in The Big Break, Louis Jordan and Junko Partner. We opened up with The Robins, or was that The Coasters, and Framed. What do we have up next? We're going to switch gears a little bit, let the girls have a shot at this thing, and with the Ike Getz asking that musical question, one hump or two? Well, ask the musical question, one hump or two, Ike Getz. Kill the dead air. Thank you.
met a sweetie. Could have never met me. Couldn't have never met a sweetie. Could have never met me.
Do you?
Thank you, ladies. The Crystals and I Love My Baby. We heard The Girls and Chico's Girl, The Bobettes and I Shot Mr. Lee, Little Eva, Keep Your Hands Off My Baby. We opened up with The Camel Walk by the Ike Getz, One Hump or Two. And this is The Hound. This is WFMU in East Orange as we tear into our final half an hour wondering what is it else we can do for you with The Regents and Barbara Ann.
But I knew they wouldn't do a Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, oh Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, you got me rocking in a rolling, rocking in a rhythm, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. That's a Betty Lou, try Peggy Sue, but I knew they wouldn't do a Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, oh Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Take my hand, you got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a rhythm, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. Go.
says there's no tag meet today. Oh, Jeanette, get your hair done now. Well, I was gonna take you to a dance the other night, but I got to thinking that I wanted to do it right. Yeah, it's not a bit of fun or a ponytail, and if you do it right, go really well.
Blue up, lamb, bamboo, time. Yeah. so baby. I love you. across the plains, I spied a rambling phantom train, bound for nowhere.
Bound for nowhere.
I heard a wailing ghostly shriek, it echoed from a mountain peak. This was my last cry.
This was my last cry.
I've roamed the plains for many years, troubles, happiness, and tears. This was my last ride.
This was my last ride.
My loving days have been dear. My broken heart's not mended. How well I do remember the day she said goodbye. The day she said goodbye.
Bye.
Tough one to catch. Hound here with our extended Super Extra Mixmaster Jam going back to about 3 hours ago. We opened up with the Regents and Barbara Ann, Jan and Dean with Jeanette, Get Your Hair Done, Los Teen Tops and Tootsie Frootsie, Jackie Cochran and Buy a Car, The Trashman, Bird 65, Mackie Beers and the Rockets with That Jim, The Dukes and Last Ride, Chuck Higgins and Blacksmith Blues. We closed off there with Doc and the Dwellers with Oh Babe. This is the Hound. This is WFMU as we as the sun sets over our little bunker here in East Orange, and we get ready to wail into the sunset. It's Saturday night. And what happens now? Lori S. is up at 6. We'll be here for another few minutes. And the kids, drunk, 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 drunk. Drunk, drunk.
Okay. and shake it just like this.
Come on!
Come on and let's go have a good time. Mama's gone out of town, and my papa, he went too. Let's all go around my house, and we'll do the hoochie-coochie-coo. Shake it just like this.
Come on!
Come on and let's go have a good it just like this.
Come on.
Come on and let's go have a good time.
Come on.
Come on and let's go have a good time.
Come on.
Come on and let's go have a good time.
Come on.
Come on and let's go have a good time.
Come on.
Come on and let's go have a good time. We'll dance and do the twist and shake it just like this.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's getting about that time for me to go take a powder. We heard L. Pauling, Lowell Pauling of the Five Royals with Come On, Let's Have a Good Time. The Court Jesters and Roaches, the Kids, Drunk, Drunk, Drunk. And this is the Hound saying, if the good Lord's will and the creek don't rise and the Maverick is running, I'll be here next week. And closing thought in this times of political conservativeness and Reagan and all that junk. Best thing to do is to get totally messed up and outside of your mind. And I'm going to send this one out to all you Satan-worshipping teenagers out there.
Old black magic has me in a spell.
Old black magic that you weave so well.
Those icy fingers up and down my spine.
The same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine.
Same old tingle that I feel inside.
And then that elevator starts its ride.
Down and down I go.
Round and around I go.
Like a leaf caught in a tide.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm a flame.
Flame! Flame of desire!
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire! You're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine.
Baby! Down and down I go. Round and round I go. In a spin. Loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
Ooh, in a spin. Loving the spin I'm in. Under the old black magic called love.
Loving the spin I'm in, under the old black magic called love.
I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm a flame.
Flame! Friend of desire!
That only your kiss.
Put out the fire! For you're the lover I have waited for.
You're the mate that fate had me created
old joint skid, that Nixon loafer on the radio, radio, keep your radio on. Get a fucking radio, keep your radio on. WFMU.